You know, I would have liked to have thought that the governor would have been engaged in May or June, not the last week of July, and we could have had a budget done by now. Here we are the last week of July, and the governor's finally decided that we need to have a budget. But I applaud his recognition that we need to stop holding the state workers hostage and pay them. I would certainly encourage the House Democratic leadership to take the governor up on his offer to sign a bare-bones budget, to put it on the House floor for a vote on Monday, and he would sign it on Tuesday, so that as we continue the work with the conference committee, that state workers can get paid and general governmental operations can continue while that effort's going on.